And I'm not scared by anything the survivors would say. Okay, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking the base. How can we? I just want to preserve the base, and that's what I would say to y'all. As you think through the strategy, do everything you can to remember the base.
Well, what I would say to you is, we don't have one base.
I agree with that totally.
Several bases. I do too. So that's going to make
it. I know it's crazy. It's shaky ground.
And I would also add,
the old SBC does not.
That's right.
I would add, when it comes to the base, we may have differing opinions on specific instances of what happened at the conference destabilizing the base. What I would say is, having the ERLC actually make a concerted effort on abuse is one of our best hopes for preserving a base for long term, because it's going to help to protect the credibility of the convention. And even if it has some unintended consequences in the short term, the ability to preserve the credibility is going to be what makes there even be a base there in the future.
And the attitude of even giving the attitude, we're here to tell you how great the SBC bureaucracy and the megachurch pastors are, is a, not only is the wrong thing to do, but is a recipe for destroying the denomination's credibility and the SBC bureaucracy and the megachurch pastors.